Before we get started, I would like to say some of these stories may be disturbing to younger listeners. They are tales of life, death, and the afterlife, so please listen with caution. Hello everyone, and welcome back to Casper's Dark Paranormal. I hope that I find you all doing well wherever you might be today. I want to talk to you about a nurse. Not just any nurse, but the most epic of nurses. We will call him Toby. Now, Toby had worked in every area of the old hospital, and before that, he had served in the military for many years, which gave him this very calm composure. I never saw anything faze him. He always had a professionalism that most nurses have, but Toby was on a whole other level with it. I saw this man once get shanked with a fork by a very angry, unsettled patient, and he never lost his cool. He was very calm. He got her back in her restraints the whole while, talking calmly to her, never raising his voice or being mean, and then joking with me as he left her room that he had to go find a new scrub top. We quickly became friends because I would always ask him about his experiences working in the old and new hospital, and he was always willing to share stories with me. He knew that I was a scaredy cat that loved a good scary story. One of my favorite experiences that I had with Toby was when I was the first patient taken to the east wing of the fifth floor. I was across from the nurse's station and the only patient on that side for the moment, but not Toby's only patient. His other four patients were all the way around several halls and down on the end of an entirely different wing of the hospital. So when you are admitted, you get assessed by your nurse. You go over medication lists and the reason that you're in the hospital, what symptoms you're having, things like that. And while we were doing that, Toby tells me the story of the last time he had taken care of a patient in my room. She was a woman who he had just checked in, and when they assess you, they do a physical assessment as well, checking for any wounds you might have, so he knew the lady didn't have any sores or wounds on her body. And he said that he was out at the nurse's station, and the lady had already called him in once because she said the man in the room was bothering her. And there was no one there, and Toby said there hadn't been anyone going in or out of her room. So the second time he went in to check on her, she told him that the man was being mean and had hurt her legs. She said her legs were burning, and so he went to examine her to show her that there was nothing wrong with her legs, but instead of there being nothing there like earlier there had been before, there were now deep red scratch marks from well above her ankles going down to the tops of her feet. He tells me this as he's examining my legs, and then throws my blanket back over my feet and tells me, well, I have to go check on my other patients now, so hit the call button if you need me, and I'll be back to check on you. And he promptly leaves the room. Now, a couple of things you should know. First, he said the patient was in a condition where she could not have made the marks herself. Her body literally could not move in any way that she could have made them on her own, and to his knowledge, there was nothing she could have used in the room to make the marks. And second, we had become friends by this point. He had taken care of me so many times before. He knew that I would be okay with the story. He wouldn't have told a stranger this and then just left them there. Just like he knew, I would drag the visitor chair into the hallway and sit by the door until he got back. Which is exactly what I did, because remember, I am a scaredy cat. Even with all the things that I have seen and heard, there are still things that creep me out. A nice lady walking down the halls is completely different from a jerk ghost scratching someone's legs. That is something to be cautious of in my mind. If there has ever been a story about a hospital that you have heard somewhere, it's probably true. And it's more than likely that Toby has experienced it. I was in a room once, and the nurse kept coming in because my call light kept going off, and I wasn't pushing it. This went on all day, And then when night came and Toby got there, it was still doing it. And maintenance had already come during the daytime and tried to fix it and couldn't find anything wrong with it. Toby said the day before, there was a patient in my room that was constantly hitting the call button. Well, at least until they passed away, and it looked like they were still hitting the call button. Which always brings to mind the hospital beds. I try not to think about it too much, but how many people have passed away in the bed I was laying in? I know some of those beds have been there since the old hospital, which has been well over 10 years now. Also, hospitals are always so busy, you can always hear someone talking somewhere. Toby says, in the daytime, when things are busy, it's harder to catch. But at night, when things quiet down, you can hear conversations. Nurses in the halls talking to each other about a patient. One time, a nurse was talking about medicines that they hadn't used in years, or saying to call the doctor to get orders on a patient, and he knew very well that that doctor had passed away, and that nobody was calling him. Or walking by a room and seeing a patient he knew died weeks earlier, and having to step back to look into an empty room. He said, of course, there's always water turning off and on in rooms, and when it shouldn't, lights, of course, are the same way. Walking down a hall at night to see an empty patient's room light come on and going to turn it off and then coming back and the light's on again and doing that several times at night. Shadows are not reserved only for the basement either. Seeing someone sitting at their desk out of the corner of your eye and then looking and finding that no one is there. One night, Toby had to go past my room to go to the end of the hall to go to an empty patient room that they had cleared out and made into a playroom for the kids. It was a children's floor. There was one of those little plastic red wagons in the room, and it kept rolling across the floor and hitting the wall. Toby finally flipped the wagon upside down so it wouldn't roll anymore, which fixed the problem that night. The new problem the next night was the door kept swinging open and shut. Like I said, Toby was not just an amazing nurse. He was a great person and a very good friend. Even when I wasn't his patient, if Toby saw my name on his floor, he would always come and say hi and check to see how I was doing. The last time I was in the hospital, I ended up on his floor, and he did just that. He came into my room, shaking his head, and asked what were they going to do with me, because I had had a really good run of luck and had not been admitted in a really long time. I told him why I was there, and we talked for a little while, asking about each other's families and just catching up like we usually did. And then he said he had to get back to work, and he did something he had never done before. He leaned over and he gave me a great big hug. I hugged him back, and he told me not to worry about anything, that I would be fine and be back home soon. I remember it being a very comforting moment, even though through all his professionalism, Toby was always a very warm-hearted guy. I felt a little sad when he left, and I figured it was because he wasn't my nurse, and I didn't know when I'd get to see him again during my stay. My assigned nurse finally came around that evening to hand out night meds, and she was someone who had been at the hospital for a while and who knew me and knew Toby. We were talking and catching up. When you've been in the hospital as many times as I have, seeing a nurse you've known for years is like seeing an old friend. I was telling her about Toby, and she seemed a little confused at first and asked me if I meant the last time I was there, and I explained to her that I meant a few hours ago tonight. Now, any other nurse might not have believed me or started to check what kind of medication I was on, but she knew Toby, and she had been around long enough to have had her fair share of experiences herself. She said she wasn't surprised. Toby was like a dad to everyone, always willing to help out, not the type to just tell someone they were doing something wrong. he would actually take the time to teach them the correct way to do something. She also explained to me that Toby had passed away several months ago. She said she wasn't surprised he was still hanging around, though. It was very emotional for me. I realized I had lost a very good friend who had been like a dad to me also. I realized that that was his job, that he was a nurse, but it was in the way that he did it. I've had lots of nurses, and they are not all the same. And I was emotional because I felt a little crazy. And I knew Toby had gotten the last laugh. He did. He hugged me. My ghostly nurse hugged me. I had never hugged a ghost. I don't think had physical contact like that with a ghost ever. And I knew he was probably laughing hysterically at me as I realized that. Because he was completely solid, just like hugging anyone. I can remember feeling the coarse canvas of his blue scrub top when I hugged him. Definitely gonna have to have a talk with him when I see him again. Which didn't take long. Before I left, I saw him at the end of the hall speaking with a patient. While they were walking down the hall, the patient walked on around the corner where I couldn't see him, and Toby looked over at me and smiled and waved, and then followed after the patient. I walked down to the end of the hall and rounded the corner because I was going to have a talk with him. And him and the patient were gone. Toby was still doing what he loved. He was still taking care of patients, just in a different way. So, this is where I shall leave you all for the meantime. I hope that I have given you something to think about. Hospital visits that you're looking back on now that are starting to make you wonder, maybe. How many voices have you heard that weren't really there? Or maybe your next visit you'll pay closer attention to things. But I would also like to invite you to subscribe so you can be alerted to new episodes. I've had some technical difficulties in the past for a while, so that is why episodes stopped. But I think I have the problem fixed now and should be putting out regular supply of ghostly delights. And I also have an email now. You can contact me at Caspers, C-A-S-P-E-R-S, darkparanormal@gmail, no spaces. Would love to hear from you. Whether you might have a story of your own that you would like to share and have me read, or if you simply want to share with someone that's not going to think you're crazy. Just be sure to be specific if I can share. And as always, I hope you have a good morning, day or night, wherever you are in the world, and I will talk to you again soon.